Currently, a Florida student could face suspension or referral to the state's juvenile justice system for using a finger as an imaginary gun and making a gun sound, or wearing clothing with a gun on it. And the National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer says she knows of even more extreme examples.
A 5-year-old little girl was talking with classmates at recess about playing with her Hello Kitty bubble gun, which blows soapy bubbles. They were laughing and talking about taking turns shooting each other with the bubbles. The school accused her of making a terrorist threat, suspended her from school for 10 days, told her parents the police might need to get involved, and demanded she get a psychological evaluation.
It's one of several examples Hammer and others have given, but Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith says while he likes certain parts of the bill, their testimony may not be a good enough reason to pass it in its current form.
We may be getting into a little bit of trouble by being a little too specific, by looking at too many vignettes and too many bad facts and scenarios and making the law tailored to bad facts. And I think that is a concern.
The measure passed the Senate Criminal Justice Committee with both Democrats on the committee opposed. They also voted against a measure that would allow for the carrying of a concealed weapon without a permit during a mandatory evacuation. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.